146. A marvelous bit of masonry. My mate Matthew has always been a bit of a maverick. His number one maxim appears to be, "Look out for number one." By that expression, he means himself. He does whatever he thinks is right, and he offers his comments on whatever comes into his mind. He even wrote to the Los Angeles Zoo not so long ago to offer his suggestions on getting their reluctant giant pandas to mate. Matthew can afford to do his own thing. He came into a large inheritance when he was still quite young. One of his prime pieces of real estate is a villa outside of town, above the marsh by the sea. It is a marvelous and matchless masterpiece, a marvel of late 19th century neo-Gothic architecture. One can only stand and marvel at the mind of the mason who brought this artistry into being. A mask of Matthew's grandfather graces the main entrance, and a matching drawing is found in the villa's cavernous library. Sadly, the villa stands empty much of the time, as Matthew does not seem to be able to find the time to care for its upkeep. Every once in a while, therefore, a piece of masonry will drop off its massive facade. The marshy expanse below was the scene of much martial activity during the War of Independence. Soldiers would march off to marine engagements with Britain, that great maritime nation. Newlyweds, many of them, marital bliss was abruptly cut short by martial endeavor.